paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back in. Hour number 3 of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, reacting to a 40-14 loss last night for the Titans at Lambeau Field on Sunday Night Football. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm delightful this morning. How are you guys?
We are doing well as well. And, Corey, let's start offensively in the game last night for the Titans. What did you see from that group, and why do you think they weren't able to get anything going on that side of the ball that's obviously been so productive for them all season long?
Well, you can't turn it over, and they turned it over a couple times. You know, that really hurt. I think, were they down 6-0 or 12-0 with Tannehill? I think it was 12-0 with Tannehill through the interception. And that was either just a really bad choice or a really poorly thrown football. And he hasn't had a whole lot of those. And so, you know, we had, you know, some more of that in that football game. And then falling behind, harder to roll Derrick Henry like they did, and it just didn't feel like early he was able to, like, they were able to establish him like they had, you know, much of the year. And you know, I expected them to fall behind in this game, and I expected them to get back in it, and then, you know, they just kind of fell apart there late.
Yeah, so how much are we putting Two things that were maybe different in this game, although maybe some would say not very different when it comes to officiating mistakes, but, you know, a couple big mistakes, and obviously the conditions were, you know, something the Titans haven't seen and may not see again. Maybe they will see something like that in January, but how much do you put those two things in as factors here?
Well, look, I don't put anything on the temperature whatsoever. They've played in plenty of cold games, so that's not an issue. You know, the only thing I guess you could talk about is the footing. And if the footing was a problem, that is entirely on them, because they had the entire pregame to figure out what they needed to have on their feet to play and play well. So, you know, I don't put a lot on the conditions, because they've been there before, except for the snow, and they had plenty of time to figure that out. They knew all week long that there could be snow on the ground. So I don't buy that as an excuse. Look, they just didn't play well, in my opinion, and I could be the only one who thinks that, and that's fine. They didn't play well, and, you know, when they've played some teams this year, they haven't played well. We saw it against the Browns. We saw it against the Bengals. We've seen it before, and we saw it again.
Corey, obviously an uncharacteristically bad night for Ryan Tannehill last night. What do you factor more into that, his decision-making or the pressure that he was under all night? It seemed like Green Bay was getting in the backfield quite often last night against Ryan Tannehill.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, he get sacked twice?
Yeah.
Only threw 24 passes, only completed, you know, 11 of them. You know, had some tight window throws. But the two interceptions are bad. Because, like I said, the first one was either a bad decision or just a really poorly thrown football. And then the second one was under pressure, just throwing it up for grabs. And you can't do that. You can't. You got to find a way to either take the sack or throw it away. You know, we buried Marcus Mariota for getting sacked or for pressure. So, you know, I don't think we can use an excuse for Tannehill other than he just didn't play his best game. Now, you know, Corey Davis, zero receptions, was really surprising to me, because I even said before the game, I expected him to be okay growing up in Chicago and then playing at Western Michigan. I thought, you know, he would handle the conditions, you know, as well as anybody. I don't know if he just wasn't open or if Tannehill just couldn't get him the football. But yeah, the protection wasn't the greatest. The Packers played well, and Tannehill wasn't the sharpest. And look, when you're behind, they pin their ears at back and come after you. You know, the defense could help them out some.
So, Corey, I mean, we've talked about this defense all year, and they're here and there. You'll have some nice moments, in Indy, some aggression that worked. A good second half at Baltimore. Obviously, you get some turnovers against Buffalo, but not a lot. I mean, for the most part, it's been the same thing. I'm looking last night, like the first play, and it's like, wait, who is this long-haired number 42 out there for starting for this team? I mean, do you see any path toward competitiveness on that side of the ball enough to give any opportunity to win games in January?
Well, I've said it for a few weeks now, and I'll continue to say it. You know, people ask me, can this team win the Super Bowl? And I'm like, yeah, they can win the Super Bowl. They've got the ability to do it, but defensively they don't have enough to do it, because they can rise up, like you said, and win a game or two games, but I have an impossible time believing that they can rise up and win three or four games in January against three or four good football teams, because they have not shown the ability to play good defense that many weeks in a row. I mean, like you said, we've seen them step up and play well here and there. You know, we've had the team, whether it be players or coaches, get angry with us in the past talking about sacks, saying you guys love sacks and, it's about pressure. Yeah, it is, but we had one sack last night. It was a huge play, okay? It was a huge play. It got them the ball back and led to their first score, and it's their 14th of the season, and that is absolutely pathetic. And as for Brooks Reed, I think I did the count last night. I think he is the sixth player to start opposite Harold Landry this season.
Yeah.
They had Jadeveon Clowney, Vic Beasley, Kamale Correa, Skipper, Roberson, and now Brooks Reed. And, next week it could very well be Wyatt Ray, a seventh. They've whiffed so horribly at that position. And that's not the entire reason for their pass rush issues, because look, Daquan Jones, Jeffrey Simmons, Harold Landry, they're all established players. They are. We've seen Kenny Vaccaro get to the quarterback in the past. We've seen Kevin Byard get to the quarterback in the past. We've seen Rashawn Evans get to the quarterback in the past. And he did get close last night. But nobody is getting there. So it doesn't just fall on that spot. And, when none of the players are getting there, you have to ask about, the scheme or whatever is happening right now. Because I have a hard time with all of them forgetting how to get to the quarterback. I don't understand. I don't understand how none of them can win a one-on-one battle to get there.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Corey, how surprised were you that Derrick Henry never got rolling last night? 23 carries for 98 yards. As you know, I've watched a lot of this Packers defense. You has as well. They've been susceptible against the run, especially given the conditions and what they were. How surprised were you that they never really got Derrick Henry rolling last night?
I was really surprised, because I thought he was going to have a big game last night. And, look, after their NFC Championship game performance last year, the run defense has been a priority for the Packers this year, and it hasn't been great, but it's been better. But I'm going to guess they had those guys worked up in a pretty good lather for that game, because they didn't want that same type of performance on a national stage with him in the house. But it just, it never felt offensively like, especially there in the first half, like they were able to get going. And, some of that was, they weren't as efficient in the passing game to keep the chains moving. Because 11 of 24 doesn't keep you moving out on the field. But it just never felt like they established the run. Because, we've seen games in the past where things go poorly and they just say, you know what, we're going to run it. They run it like 11 times out of 12 plays. And, you know, that game kind of screamed for that scenario, but we didn't see it. But, look, I mean, they should be better against the run with some of the guys they've got out there with Zadarius and Preston Smith. And, you know, they just didn't do it last night. They were out of sorts. You know, and like I said, they had a chance. They got back in it. It was, you know, it's 19-14 in the third quarter. You're right there. It just defensively, they didn't have enough to keep the offense in the game. I mean, that Aaron Jones run was a huge play. Because it was 19-14 at the time, and they had, you know, just gotten right back into the football game.
No doubt. And I think I agree with you on the defense. You know, I think the Packers really tackled well. And I think if there's anything that surprised me, you know, just the way that they manned up defensively, played a ton of man and did just fine with it. I mean, that's something where I would have thought the Titans would have been able to exploit.
Yeah, I mean, it's just said, you know, Corey Davis not catching a ball was really surprising. Now, Jair Alexander's a good player. You know, A.J. Brown caught a handful of balls. Jonnu Smith did okay. But, I mean, 11 completions, there's not a lot there. And look, they didn't have their second possession until the second quarter, all right? So, you know, want to know why they couldn't get going offensively? They weren't on the field. I mean, that's a whole another issue. That's why I said the defense has got to hand them the ball to get them out there. You know, you can argue the coin flip was a bad decision in this game because their offense, you know, couldn't get on the field in this football game. And you talked about tackling and where the Packers were really good at, the Titans were not particularly good at it. They had some misses out there, and I thought Adoree Jackson had an abysmal game.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty bad performance from everybody on the defense for sure, but Adoree Jackson certainly not inspiring last night with his performance. Corey Curtis from News 2 has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Corey, appreciate you taking time to join us. Great stuff as always, and somewhat good luck to your Chicago Bears coming up on Sunday. We'll see if they can get in the playoffs.
Is that four straight games with 30-plus points for the Bears?
Offensive juggernauts.
Break up the Bears. Games.
And in control of their own destiny, headed for the postseason.
Mitch Trubisky, baby. Getting the job done. Appreciate you, Corey. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
All right. Happy holidays, guys.
Absolutely. It is amazing. Chicago Bears offense right now, just piling up the points. When we come back, the Titans offense last night was not able to pile up the points. What happened? What went wrong for the Titans offensively? We'll discuss that next. Get your reaction as well on our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5, The Game.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.